Hey everybody, it's Angel. Yep, toilet selfies and cum tributes. Both totally things, and they grace my inboxes quite regularly. Quite often. I'm not gonna complain and say over and over again that I don't want them, even though I do say that sometimes. I could live my life very happily without any of that, and any of those things, coming my way, and, the dick pics with Angel written on them, that's a classic. I have gotten a lot too. I've said I don't want them, but, because obviously of the sexual content I share, men and women all over the world want to share the effect I have on them with me. And I've just accepted this as part of my life now. And coming from a girl who loves the weird, I love weird and unusual. This is definitely up there with the weird and unusual. I have been making audios for a couple years now, and I've never taken a break. I haven't changed my name. I've been the Angel of Temptation for a few years now, and I thought about after seeing so many people come and go, and hearing from different people who really love making the audios but are having trouble dealing with the audience members, whoever their audience may be. And I wanted to kind of send some support in how I cope, handle it. I don't know if I'll be any help, but I wanted to share what I do because I get a lot. I get a lot of mail. I get a lot of comments, a lot of feedback. And you know, as a creator of sexual content, I love it. I'm a huge fan of my sexuality. I accept it as a really important part of my life and expressing it. And I really, really love making my audios. I love sharing my fantasies. I love knowing that other people really enjoy them as well. So I just wanted I have notes in front of me. I kind of sat in the coffee shop the other day debating if I wanted to record this for you guys, but if I can just help like one person feel a little bit better, because I know regardless if you're new at audios, making sexual content, maybe you share pictures too on different, places, or just writing something. If I can just help somebody dealing with the comments and the feedback and the mail that they get, that'll make me really happy. So first off, don't feel the pressure. Don't cave under the pressure. Don't let it get to you. I mean, it's impossible. Trust me. I know it's hard. You know, these people are enjoying you. They like what you do. They like hearing you. You soothe them. You do, you know, whatever type of audio you share with them, and you put out there, they're going to message you. But just remember, you don't owe them anything. You don't owe anyone anything. You don't have to answer them. I get, interesting email where, or messages on Reddit saying, asking me, you know, you when you were getting off in this audio, you know, usually you say what you were wearing, and you didn't in this one. Could you tell me what you were wearing? And you said you were, you know, grabbing your breast. Which breast was it, your left or right? I don't answer those. That's a line I have. And it's not because discussing that makes me uncomfortable. It's just, that's too much. You are asking too much of me. And that's my personal line. And it may sound silly to some people. It may not make any sense. But, you know, depending on how everyone's busy, regardless of, you know, your time is your time and it's your life. And you need to decide what's worth your time and what's not. And not that those people who really are into my audios and really just want a bigger, you know, picture of me and to be able to picture things more, they're on their own at that point. I a lot of things I try and leave to my listeners' imagination. I don't do too much descriptive of my surroundings or my what I personally look like, just because I really want them to use their imagination and picture me however they want. If they want me to be really tall or really short or blonde hair and blue eyes or dark hair and dark eyes, dark skin, light skin, I want their fantasy. I want to make their fantasy work and fit with my fantasy, if that makes any sense. So remember, you don't have to answer their questions. You know, find your line and what you're comfortable with and what you're not. And it's not, you're not hurting anyone. You don't feel like you're going to, like, I've had people that said, you know, I wish you would do this kind of audio. And I'm like, oh, that's just not something I'm comfortable with. And they're like, oh, well, I guess you just lost a listener. I'm like, I never write those back either. And at that point, obviously, what am I going to say? And I'm like, well, there'll be more. I'm sure of it. Protect yourself. Protect yourself. A big reason I'm writing this right now is because I've been reading some other people's posts about, you know, how they get these connections online and then these people disappear and how hurtful it is to them and things like that. I had no, I don't like to think of myself as naive. When I started making my audios, I didn't do it to get any connection with people. I am a very sexual individual. I also know myself, and I know that I need monogamy. I need a relationship with an individual. I need to really build that to have the sex life I want, and I don't have that in my life. I can't just sleep with people, as much as some days I wish that that was me. And I don't see anything wrong with that. I just know personally, I need a relationship to really enjoy sex. And so making sexual audios, expressing my fantasies, is a fantastic sexual outlet for me. And that's my reason. It was never to get these connections with people. And I have. I've got some amazing listeners over the years. But I don't exchange pictures. I don't give out any personal information that I'm not comfortable with. I don't have the back and forth conversations with a lot of my listeners. And I know that bums them out, but I'm only one person. There's a lot of them. And I like my privacy. I let them into one part of my life and one part of my world and my mind, my fantasies, my sexuality, what I like, what I don't like. And that's all I'm comfortable with sharing. So protect yourself, figure out what you want and be prepared. If you're interested in having, email buddies and things like that, be prepared that they may disappear, that, you know, pretty much just anticipate it from what I'm reading, because I've been reading a lot about it now. Also, I want you to, there's science behind a crush is 3 months. A crush fizzles. If it's just a crush, if it's not like a good friendship, if you're not building it to be something else, I mean, look back at your past relationships, because I certainly have, or how I felt about other people in my life. Yeah, crush lasts 3 months. So if you're building something that starts to fizzle at the end of 2-3 months, it was just a crush. It wasn't anything more. And that advice, for some reason, I've told other recorder people, recorders, and told other people, and it seemed to help them. So, and you know, lots of people are going to develop a crush on you. They're going to hear you sexually and how hot you are and the things you're saying and how you just get them so excited and giving them chills, and you're experiencing this really intimate moment with them, and of course they're going to have crushes on you. Of course, it's wonderful. It is so great to be admired and listened to. It's a wonderful feeling. And I'm certainly grateful for my listeners and the people that have, you know, every week they're commenting and sending me messages thanking me, or they're like, that was so hot, or, you know, gosh, I forgot how much I wanted to fuck you. And those are awesome comments. It means I'm doing something good and that I'm not alone in my freaky little world. Other people like it too. But absolutely protect yourself and just know the facts about things like that. Know you're not alone. You know, there's a lot of other people that record. There's a lot of other people that would be happy to support you. I certainly am happy to send out some words of encouragement, if you need them. Things get hard sometimes, and you know, being the internet, being anonymous, in a way, is, it's intimidating, and it's lonely. I always say that, it's a lonely place to do things, and it's hard to believe, because you do have so many listeners, but it is, it's a lonely place for us. So don't ever feel like you're alone, because you're not. Take care of yourself when you're recording. Everyone has a different means of how they, you know, a different way, a different process. I've absolutely felt that, you know, a lot of people call it sub drop, that instant drop. You're like, I just made this intense audio. I just had this incredible orgasm. I just wrote this script for myself that I'm just like, so turned on by, and then it's just like this drop. You're just, your whole body's just, and you're alone. I mean, not all of us. I am, but some of you aren't. So take care of yourself and anticipate that those things are going to happen. Do the things you need to do to take care of yourself. Because you just created this really hot thing that you're really proud of. And your emotions are going to drop sometimes, or you're going to feel weird, or you're going to feel uncomfortable. Let it sit for a day or two. You don't want to resent anything you do. You don't want to regret anything you do. I personally don't often listen to my audios after I make them. I'll scan them to make sure there's no weird noises or anything. But mostly I don't. If I feel good about it, I feel good about it. If I don't, I hit delete and I do it again. I don't edit. Everyone's different. But don't ever hesitate to just let your audio sit and take care of yourself. And also don't feel, I think this is another thing about pressure, is don't ever feel like you have to do an audio. You know, people send me scripts all the time. If you don't feel comfortable with it, if you don't like it, if it's just not your thing, be courteous, be polite, but just say, it's not for me. I think I've done like 2 scripts. 2 or 3. But I got permission from each of the people I did the scripts of, to write it in a way that I speak. Because obviously we all use different vocabularies. We all say different things differently. We all use different words. So yeah, don't ever feel the pressure, like people, I don't know about some of you, but for me, things come in waves. Like, a lot of people out of nowhere will be like, I really want you to do an incest audio. I really want you to do an underage audio. I really want you, those are things I don't do. Those are my limits. I don't think there's anything wrong with the people that do them. It's just my personal thing. I just don't do them. That doesn't turn me on. I only make audios that turn me on. I only talk about topics that arouse me. Because if I'm not aroused and I'm making my audio, no one else is going to be. But yeah, take care of yourself. And remind yourself your why. Why you're doing this. Is it a sexual outlet? Is it just freaking fun? Is it you just really want to turn people on? It turns you on.
People are stroking their cock. People are rubbing their pussy. People are, you know, what is your why? And remember it. And that always seems to help me. Especially when I'm getting a lot of messages from people that make me uncomfortable. And they don't mean to make me uncomfortable. I'm mostly sure of. You know, and they don't need an answer right away. Most people don't expect an answer that day. So you can let them sit for a little bit. And remember, there's nothing's going to happen if you take a couple days break, or if you take a week break, or if you take a month break. Nothing is going to happen. Being a creative person, being creative means a lot. People, you know, look up to you. They look forward, not look up to you, but they look forward to what you're creating. And when you're a creative sexual person, there's absolutely burnout. We get numb. We get to the point where we want to hoard all our sexual thoughts to ourselves. They're ours, and it's okay. You can do that. I do that. There's a week every now and then where I'm just like, all my sexual fantasies are about this person I'm really into. I don't want to share them. They're mine. And I get greedy with my fantasies. And so sometimes I don't share a lot those weeks audio-wise. But what I do is I take a few days. I keep my sexual stuff to myself. And eventually I come up with a few things I think my listeners are really going to like, that they're really going to be turned on by. And I feel really comfortable and really excited to share those things with them. So, you know, don't hesitate to give yourself time. You know, it's nice to be consistent for them. I really like being there for my listeners and for the people that enjoy listening and following along with my little sexual thoughts. But, you know, we're all allowed to get burnt out every now and then or take little breaks, you know, whenever. We're allowed to get burnt out all the time. There's no limit. I'd be way over that limit if it wasn't the case. But you just gotta take care of yourself and look out for yourself. It's all about balance. I love the people that follow me. I never want to grow to resent them just because the pressure from a few emails, a few messages is getting to me. I know that they mostly mean that they really miss my audios if it's been a couple days. And you know, sometimes you'll get those messages, and I don't know why this bothers me. It's silly. But the one message that bothers me sometimes is like, oh my gosh, you've been gone for so long. And I'm like, it's only been a week. It's been like 7 days since I posted something. Which I know that they mean that so complimentary, but for me, I just feel like I'm like, oh, they're nagging me, and I'm not doing enough for them. Like, it's so silly. I don't know why that is, but you know, we all have those certain messages, those certain phrases that, for whatever reason, when we read them, they trigger us for different things, and that's, I don't know why that's mine. So just know, when you make some audios from this general neck of the woods of the internet, you're gonna get some amazing messages and some really bizarre ones, like cum shots or cum tributes and toilet selfies. Oh my god, yes, toilet. Has anyone else gotten a toilet selfie from anyone? I can't be the only one. You're under no obligation to interact with anyone. You can choose to just thank them because they took the time to write you a supportive words, or you could interact with anyone and everyone. You know, it's find your happy medium, find where you feel comfortable with, and it's going to change. It's going to change. You know, you could do an audio one day that's, you know, instantly, like within an hour, you've got 1,000 listens, and it's just going up from there, and tons of messages coming your way. You know, we can't predict, at least personally, I can't predict when that's going to happen. You know, some audios are great and some are good and some aren't so good. I don't know when that's going to happen. And I just know when I post an audio that there's a potential for it to bomb. There's a potential to get tons and tons of messages. Sometimes I answer them all that time, that night that I posted, and it's getting lots of attention. And other times I give it till the next day. It's just whatever mood I'm in, however I'm feeling that day. And I don't want to sound like I'm ultra sensitive or anything. It can be a lot sometimes, and I've read people's comments that are posters, and they've just like just hit delete on all their messages. They're like, or they've taken breaks because the pressure of just the messages and the listeners was too much for them. And I really want to support all of you and just let you know you're not alone. The messages are going to be amazing sometimes and bizarre the next time. Some people aren't so nice because it is the internet and people can say and do whatever they want. Take it with a grain of salt. Don't take it as some personal. You did nothing wrong. All you're trying to do is make some people happy on the internet while you're having a really good time and sharing things that really turn you on. Have fun with your sexuality. Have fun exploring it. Keep yourself safe online. Please, 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 please protect yourself. Protect your all your personal information. Protect your feelings. Whatever you need to do, really, sit down and think about that, because it's important. You're important, and you're bringing some amazing stuff to this community. And this community has just breathed so much life into me because I can share so much of my sexuality with everyone. And I'm so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful for all of you, so I don't feel like the only freaky person out there. You're all wonderful. Thank you so much for listening. I really just want you all to know I'm there for you, and you aren't alone. I've said it a bunch of times. So I hope this helps. I hope you enjoyed this. It's kind of long. I didn't anticipate it to be this long. I apologize. I hope you're all wonderful, and good luck with all your audios. If you're not someone who makes audios or writes or shares anything online, if you're just a really faithful listener to somebody out there, maybe you kind of know what they're going through now or what I go through. So send me questions, send me anything. I'm always here for you guys. All right, I'll talk to you all real soon. Bye, everybody.